Hey guys, and welcome back to Small Talk with Sid, episode 13. We're at episode 13, people. So crazy. Lucky number 13. Love I'm with the perfect person for this episode. So today I'm with Lauren Workus. She is the star of the hit Bravo reality show Summer House, and she's also a lifestyle blogger at the Workus Twins. But hi, babe.
Hi.
We're at her cute studio right now.
Yes. So cute. Humble abode in Dumbo, New York.
It's amazing. She set the rosé up. I mean, like, what a perfect setup. But hi.
Hi. Nice to be here and chatting with you.
I know. I'm so excited. So how was Halloween weekend?
Oh, my gosh. I feel like Halloween in New York is, like, always a long festivity just because everyone goes all out here.
Yes.
It was a blast. Went out last Saturday. I was actually supposed to go to a party on Governor's Island. If you remember, last Saturday was torrential, like, rain.
Yes.
So that party got canceled. I think it was a blessing in disguise.
Mm-hmm.
Ended up at a massive apartment party in New York, which is always a good time. And then went to G-Eazy at Marquee.
No way.
I'm, like, a big G-Eazy fan.
Yes. Were you, like, able to get on stage and stuff?
We had a good setup.
Okay, good. Because I feel like it's either, like, a hit or miss over there.
Yeah, but we were in the back with a good crowd. It was
amazing,
fun.
Amazing. And then tonight you have Stephen's birthday.
I do. So. It's Mr. Stephen McGee's 29th birthday.
Wow.
He's a little baby.
So major.
I know. So we're gonna hit the town tonight.
So cute. She has like the cake set up and everything in her kitchen now.
Don't worry, I won't smash it in his face. He's actually gonna eat this cake.
So cute. He's getting cake on his birthday.
Yes.
Okay, so I guess we're gonna like start and like just like tell us your story. Like, where are you from? Yeah. Like, yeah, go into it.
That's fun. I'm going to try to keep it not super long-winded, but basically born and raised in Southern California.
Okay.
Grew up basically like on the beach, twin sister.
Yeah.
And I have an older sister. So the three of us, and then through my blood parents, and then they were divorced and they both were remarried within a week of each other.
Oh, wow.
Which is super wild. And they both got pregnant within 6 months of each other.
No way.
So our blended family started off pretty much at the same time. So my mom and my stepdad have three other kids. I have a 22-year-old sister, a 17-year-old brother, and a 15-year-old brother. So the gap in our family is from like 33 to 15. Yeah, my mom is a wild woman for wanting six kids.
Your mom seems like the coolest ever, though.
She's a badass bitch. I love her so much. I don't know how she had six kids and is still like somewhat sane.
I feel like you're the most like her.
Oh, I think my twin is.
You're Ashley?
Ashley is. Okay. So Ashley is, I think, a little bit, but we are very similar.
Yeah.
And then my dad had two other boys as well. So count all of us together, we're like the modern day Brady Bunch.
Yeah.
So we were given the nickname the Workus Circus because it literally is a circus.
Yes.
So born and raised San Diego, had like, you know, an awesome childhood and, you know, lots of family stuff because there's so many of us.
Yeah.
And then went to college in Northern California, and right after college.
What did you study in college?
Finance.
Okay.
Ash and I both have degrees in finance.
Was that like always the plan? You're kind of like, I'm just going to like
go with it.
You know
what it is? I feel like we've been like super numbers girls since we were like.
Okay. I'm assuming like mom or dad is in that business.
My dad, both of my parents are entrepreneurs. Mm-hmm. So my dad owns a franchise business and, you know, he's the sort of math-minded. My mom is a little bit more creative, but she's also very, you know, savvy.
Yeah.
I think it was, we always kind of knew, like, we're going to do something business-wise. And so, you know, what's kind of weird is when you first go to college, like, unless your parents, like, you know, are doctors or whatever, like, you don't really know exactly what you're going to do.
Right.
You kind of just, like, go to college and you're like, oh, I hope I figure it out.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, you're thrown into this like new world and
right.
I think we moved away and we were just like, we took college by storm, but we going to college, we weren't like exactly sure exactly like what am I going to be when I leave here?
Yeah. But you had an idea of like what like industry
I think like we always knew that like, you know, both of us were, you know, like-minded, the fact that we loved like numbers and finance and stuff like that.
That's so funny. The both of you like had the word like on the same path almost.
Yeah. We did. We weren't going to go to college. We were always going to go to the same college. We were like, we weren't going to room together. And of course, like you fill out like a survey when you go to college and when you're an identical twin, you think the same. So our surveys matched us together. And my mom was like, that's a sign. Just stay together. So we ended up going to college together and like honestly wouldn't trade it for the world. It was so much fun.
Oh, that's amazing.
So went to college at UC Davis in Northern California. Made like some of the best friends, and then after college, we graduated in like the recession of 2009. Yeah, we graduated in 2009, and it was just horrible. So we were both like, okay, well, we're not getting a job in finance. Clearly, you know, we were interning at Morgan Stanley at the time, and they were like, "Yep, we're in a hiring freeze, like hiring nobody." So we decided, like, we gotta like think outside the box here. moved home for like 6 months and then came out to New York on like a informational, like set up some meetings and interviews at places and started to look at like marketing and other areas that weren't so finance focused just because it was harder.
Right.
And met a guy by the name of Damon John. I don't know if you remember, with Shark Tank.
Of course, yes.
And so that is how Ashley and I moved to New York City.
Wait, so what do you mean you got an offer from him to work?
So he had a marketing company for his products that he invested in on Shark Tank called Shark Branding, and he hired basically Ashley and I as, we were technically like interns, but.
Did you have a connection?
Yeah, I met him through one of our family friends who played in the NFL, like agent.
Yeah.
But came and met Damon, and he hired us on the spot, and we moved to New York like a month later.
Oh my God. Yeah. And so now.
So our venture in reality TV started a little differently. Then.
No, oh my God. Yeah. So wait, so now you're in New York. This was how many years ago?
Oh my God, 8 years ago. You were 22 years old.
Wow. Yeah. What a jump. Were you like terrified or you're like, I'm so excited?
No, so my stepfather worked for Ralph Lauren when we were in seventh and eighth grade and we actually lived in Boston. So we used to come to New York City all the time and we always kind of knew that we wanted to live in a big city. And especially on the East Coast, it's so different than like any other city.
Right.
So we always loved it. We came here a lot. So I think we're kind of always prepared to like make a big move. It was a little bit frightening at first. I mean, my parents were like, here's your first month of rent. And then after that, you have to figure it out.
Right.
So, you know, it was like scary, but we had each other and we moved with another one of our girlfriends from home. And so
you moved to Dumbo or no?
We actually lived in Hoboken when we first moved for like a month.
Okay.
And then got out and we
lived. Oh, the struggle. So
Right. living on the couch. We lived on the couch of two of my sister's best friends. And then we moved to the city and lived in the city ever since.
Amazing. And, like, what were, like, your first impressions, like, New York versus L.A.?
Oh, my gosh. So different, right?
Yeah.
Like, going just, like, the hustle and bustle of the city. I think that, like, it is, you know, as hard as New York can be on people.
Yeah.
It is one of, like, the most, like, thrilling cities. Just, like, the energy and...
Totally.
I feel like when you're 22, there's, like... In your 20s, this is the best place to be.
I say that all the time.
Especially because it's like, you are, this place is, if you're not competitive, you will become competitive.
Yeah.
And you will, like, always want to push yourself farther because you're just, like, competing with some of the best people in the world. So I think that, like, in the beginning, like, had we stayed in California, it would have been easy just to wallow in, like, oh, I can't find a job. It's been, you know, terrible, like, you know, a couple years with the economy. And I think moving to New York, like, really was like, there's no excuse. Like, everyone here is still making it. And so... It was an adventure to start, but it was great. We only worked at Damon. It was short-lived. It was only a couple months.
Yeah.
But, hey, he got us to New York, and it was a good experience.
Well, everything happens for a reason. I mean, if you look back now, like, oh, like, that led to that, and that led to that.
Exactly. So, and, like, who knows, if we hadn't taken that opportunity with him, maybe we wouldn't have moved so quickly. And, like, you know, I think sometimes when you kind of go on impulse and just, like, go with, like, what's in front of you.
Right.
And, like, what the universe is giving you, like... It's actually like a blessing and a good thing. So from there, Ashley sort of went and started working in real estate and worked for one of the biggest developers in New York and did super well. And I started working at a hedge fund. I started working in research and worked at a hedge fund for 3 years. And now I've been in a private equity firm for 6 years. I just celebrated 6 years.
And you enjoy it?
I do.
Okay.
I do.
Okay.
Yeah. So we both kind of found our like niches. And my sister, she worked in real estate up until like recently until she moved back to California. But now she owns her own business. So and she runs it with my mom. So.
And it's so funny because I feel like looks-wise, like, you have, like, the L.A. look, but I feel like you have such, like, the New York mentality where it's, like, you guys are such, like, grinders and, like, you just, like, hustle where I feel like you're kind of, like, breaking stereotypes almost, which is, like, so awesome.
Thank you. I think it is funny. When we first moved here, I'm like, God, there's not a lot of blondes in New York.
No,
It has changed, I think, over the years.
Please come.
Yeah,
yes.
I know. But when we first moved here, I was like, oh, my gosh, we're, like, sticking out like sore thumbs.
Yes.
Like, you know?
Also, maybe the fact that you guys are, like, too, like, how tall are you, by the way?
Yeah, we are really tall. And it does help. There's two of us.
There's two of you.
Yeah, we're almost 6 feet tall. So, yes, there's two of us.
Where'd you get that from? Mom and dad?
Both are really tall.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
And my sister, Ashley's married to her husband, Brad, who's 6 foot, almost six. I mean, they're going to have like a...
Their kids are going to be like...
Huge.
Huge.
Scared for my sister when she's pregnant. It's going to be painful. Yeah. So, you know, and then we just sort of fell into our ways and...
Yeah.
And New York City's become, you know, like a second home.
Amazing. Okay. So, like, we'll jump into Summer House quickly. So, how did that even come about?
So funny. So, sort of really when people say this, you know, most times... reality TV isn't so organic. I will say it was very organic for us. So what happened is when we moved to New York, the first summer I was here, you know, it's 100 degrees. And I'm like, where do people go in the summer here? Like, I grew up on the beach.
Yeah.
So everyone's like, oh, you go to the Hamptons. So we started going to the Hamptons from the very first summer that we ever lived here.
Amazing.
And just sort of, you know, that became our summer ritual that every, you know, Memorial Day weekend to Labor Day weekend, on the weekends, we hit the Hamptons. And long and short, after, you know, around 6 years of going to the Hamptons every summer.
So you started going when you were 22?
Like 22 years old.
Okay.
And honestly, it's so funny. Like, we started only one summer in, like, Southampton. And then we pretty much started going to Montauk ever since then. Like, we went to Montauk before Montauk was, like, you mean, Surf Lodge was not a thing. Like, it was cool, but you could get in, no problem. There was never a line out in the front.
No, definitely within the past, like, I would say, like, five years. Yeah.
Like, I would say, like, our first two summers out there was very different. But
that's also good because then, like, you kind of were known as, like, the people that, like, we were here when it was, like, nothing.
We always were. Yeah. And it was, like, such a different vibe.
Right.
So, basically, we were approached by... It was at literally like Labor Day week, like the end of summer. So it was right after Labor Day weekend 4 years ago. We were approached by casting people that came to us and were like, hey, we found you guys. Like, we're casting for the show.
Well, on social media?
Through one of our friends who actually is like our best friend. And she's awesome. She runs an amazing account on Instagram called Big Kid Problems. And she's like a hilarious babe. And she's actually the reason we're all on the show. But she wasn't on the show.
She was more like behind the scenes.
No, she actually was just like the one that introduced us. And she went through casting as well. And like, they didn't.
Oh, wow. Yeah. So what happened? So explain what happened.
So basically what happened is like, we went into this room. Like, it's so crazy.
Yeah.
Where basically it was like a Thursday night, like right after like summer.
Yeah.
And we went to this like casting production and I was like, oh God, this is a joke. We'll just go with my girlfriends and like, we'll just like go and have a glass of wine after.
You never think that shit is real.
Yeah. Right? And we had been approached to be on a bunch of different shows, my sisters and my family. We'd filmed a pilot for another show with another production company.
Yeah.
I think our family's always been like very intriguing. We just have a lot going on. We're all like, you know, opinionated people. 100%. So I was just always like, oh, we've been down this road before. Like, let's see what happens.
Right.
So went to this like casting, walked in, and like literally when I walked into the room, it was like everyone that I've ever seen in the Hamptons, basically, like, of like people that go like consistently. We're like in this room and I'm like, we're all like laughing. And you know, at the time the show was not called Summer House, it was called something else. And we are in this room and I'm just like, okay, whatever. So we go in a room and we, you know, you do the whole thing that would happen in casting, you record, and then from there it just sort of started to like organically grow. And they just started to like, they were like, oh, do you know this guy Kyle? And from there we sort of curated the group. I would say my sister,
well, we already knew Kyle before casting.
Yeah, so basically after they had met Kyle separately,
okay,
and then when they put two together, we were all friends and that we used to summer together. They're like, this is exactly what we've been looking for. They didn't want to throw people in a house that were complete strangers. This wasn't like a Big Brother thing. This was like, we're looking for an organic group of friends that has actually summered together before, and this is what they really do, you know? The point of it was to like not put strangers together, and that's why it took so long to cast. So when they found us, they were like, okay, like, let us meet your friends and let's see if there's an interesting group here.
Right.
And there was an interesting group.
Totally. So then the whole group in the first season, like, you all were like really close friends. Oh yeah, like
Christina Gibson and I had been summering together for years before. Lindsay, very similarly. Kyle, same thing. All of us. The only real person that I would say that wasn't really in the group was Carl. And he knew Everett and he knew people, but like, he wasn't really in our crew. He had lived in LA before. But otherwise, all of us had summered and been together, you know, many times before in the Hamptons. So
without getting into details, was everything paid for?
So when you summer in the Hamptons and you're on a TV show, it's a little different, right? Okay. Obviously, the house has to be fit for production.
Well, because I know there's a lot of rules out there with, like, the amount of people you can let in a house.
So stuff like that was, you know, obviously, we had to have a large house so we could have enough room for us.
Right.
And I would say that was definitely covered by Bravo. But what you guys see, like, us paying, like, I was, like, the accountant. I was, like, the house mom. Like, I ran a spreadsheet every single week and everyone, you know, I run a tight ship.
Yeah.
Everyone's, like, gave their receipts for the weekend, gave, you know, and I have, like, this... I'm an Excel. I love Excel. So
yeah.
I have this like crazy like Excel sheet that like plugs in like
finance girl
plugs
out.
In like all like, you know, if you were allocating all the charges to everybody. And we pay for all of like the normal day to day stuff. It's just like a normal summer house.
Okay.
You know, at the end of the day, like, that was what the beauty of us deciding to do the show was, is that it was going to be something that wasn't you know, it was like an extension of our life. It was like, hey, you want to throw the cameras on us on a weekend when this is what we're normally doing anyway? That was really like what appealed to me to like do it.
I guess I was asking more of like, what were the perks of it, I guess?
Oh, but yeah, there's definitely perks, right? Like when you film a TV show, the house is paid for, and that's like the most expensive
part. Yeah, no, 100%. Yes,
you
I know. Yes.
Going out, you know, and people that do these houses, I mean, it's a business.
Yeah, it's true. It is true. So I guess like, you know, because the show, how many seasons were you on again? You were on for four?
No, so the show is actually only just filmed their third, and I did not go back for the third season.
Oh.
So filmed.
I thought it was longer.
No, only two. We actually, our show was kind of unique. We didn't even really film a pilot. We filmed a pilot reel, and then we went right into season one.
Wait, that says a lot, though, because if you only film for two seasons, I mean, the show got a lot of, like, press. I mean, like, yeah. In a short amount of time.
I think that,
yeah.
Like, you know, it was a unique, it's a unique, you know, show. The idea and the concept of it has never been done before. There hasn't really ever been a successful show done on Long Island.
Yeah.
I think they had that, like, that princesses show.
They tried to do, like, the Long Island Housewives or something, yeah. But, like, it didn't.
No, other than, like, Real Housewives of New York, which is a very successful franchise.
Yeah.
There really isn't a show. And I think that our show was unique in the fact that it showed the New York culture.
Yeah,
and
it does.
A lot of people don't know what that is. Like, even my friends in California, they're like, you know, that some of them have never been to the Hamptons. And until you really go to the Hamptons, it's hard to put it into words. I think that's what was unique about our show is it was trying to show that. And, you know.
So how did it change your life? I mean, like, was it weird when you went to work? Like,
I work in finance, like I said before.
Like,
When I went to my, and that's why you never hear me speak of where I work on the show. That was an agreement that I had. But when I decided to do this, I went to my bosses. And, you know, at first they were like, you know, why are you doing this? But they also understand everyone has a side hustle. Everyone has a passion. Mm-hmm. That's maybe a little bit different than what you traditionally do day to day.
That's cool. They understood.
Yeah, they did. And so for me, it didn't, you know, everyone thinks that, you know, most of the time when you film a reality TV show, it's full time. Right. It was full time for us, but because it was based on our weekends, it was full time, you know, on the weekend. So I was working basically two jobs filming, but it was the center, like the majority of the filming was on the weekends. So I was still able to work my full time job.
Yeah.
I would just wake up on Monday morning dying from the Hamptons and drive and go to work and be at work at 8 a.m. from filming the entire weekend. So
I don't even know how you did that. Yeah, that's insane.
I will say that, like, not everyone on our cast had full-time jobs.
Yeah.
And they're lucky.
Yeah.
Because when I look back at, like, now that I'm not doing it anymore and, like, I look back at my life, those three, like, 2.5 years, holy crap. I was insane.
Like, that literally seems exhausting.
And then trying to just maintain a normal, like, social life.
Yeah, you're trying to, like, look perfect
and
all
like
the time.
To like be like somewhat normal. It's intense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure.
But no, I think it changed in the fact that, like, when you put your life out for people to see, like, you know, it still trips me up to this day when I'm like on the subway and everyone's like, "You're that girl." I'm like, "Yeah, it's me. Hi, I'm just a normal chick." You know?
Yeah, totally.
But, you know, it is, it's cool to put your life out there and, you know, the good and the bad, there's obviously, you know, there's some bad. But I think the most positive is that you get to connect with people that you never, you know, it's like some of the craziest stuff that you hear. Like, you know, people are like, "Oh my God, I really resonated with that." Like, you dealing with that kind of a relationship and, mm-hmm. you know, stuff like that.
Yeah.
I think that's a really, that's one of the unique things about putting yourself out into the spotlight is that you have that opportunity to try and,
totally.
You know, be
yeah.
somewhat of a like, role model.
Yeah, no. And I think, but you're like, it's almost like you're the modern day role model. It's like, yeah, like I can fuck up, but also at the same time, like I go through the same thing that every other girl goes through. Yeah. And so, yeah.
And we all make mistakes and, mm-hmm. and you know, most of the time it's not put out on for TV, you know, for millions to view.
Right.
But I think that's like the beauty in it. Like seeing people, you know, struggle and like being able to relate to them and seeing how they overcome things, you can learn from it.
Totally. And like, what about emotionally? Like, I mean, you talking about some of the bad stuff, like that must have been hard, like reading comments and shit like that.
Oh my God. There was one time that I did have to turn comments off because it was just, not that I can't handle it, I'm very thick skinned, but no one prepares you for, you know, you can get prepared for like people to be like making fun of your looks and stuff. But when you get direct messages told to kill yourself, it's really heavy.
Yeah.
And you know, I'm like, wow, so much time out of the day to like write something like, you know, you don't know where people's heads are at. Like, it may look like it's perfect, but, like, everyone has bad days. Everyone, you know.
Honey.
And you never know, like, when you're going to affect someone. So, like, when I would read messages like that, it was hard.
Yeah.
You know, luckily for me, like, I went through the experience with my sister, and I have someone super strong to, like, lean on.
Yeah.
Because, you know, not all the time can you lean on the people that you film with or, you know, your cast members.
No, you need, like, your safe haven.
Yeah,
like, your
and, you know,
place.
We all, like, understand it more than ever because we went through it together, but you know, it was hard. I think, though, I became a lot stronger from it. Like,
mm-hmm.
you know, I know that words, you know, I know at the end of the day who I am. And, like, even if people think of me differently based on what they saw from TV,
yeah.
like, you know, I hope that people would have the compassion to realize, like, you know, is it worth it to say something so negative?
Yeah, and it just sucks because, like, I feel like our human nature, like, we can get a million amazing comments, and it's, like, that one awful comment
that,
that, like, it's the one you think about the most. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm so, like, yeah.
But I think as, like, we get older and, like, you start maturing, like, you just learn, like, I think my mom always tells me, like, the older you get, you stop giving a fuck.
You do.
Yeah, you just, like, stop giving a fuck.
And I'm just like, you know what, I'm going to be who I am, and, like, they can think whatever they want, but, like...
Yeah. And then you're the one at the end of the day putting yourself out there. It's like you're not, like you're sitting behind, like behind a screen.
Yeah.
Like I'm the
and
one.
Without a picture. And you know what's even funnier? It's like they're judging, people are judging you based on a 40-minute episode. It's like, trust me, I would love for you to get the full picture. I really would. It would make it better for me. Right. But you're not getting that. And you, people forget that reality TV, yes, it's real, but it's also made for entertainment.
Yeah.
So there are definitely times when you're watching something and like you, as a viewer, I would hope that you would recognize that.
Yeah.
Like, you know, come on. A fight looks a lot better without a resolution, even if there was one.
It's true. You know? No, they don't show that.
Yeah. But. They show, like, you know, me going nuts. And I think what's unique about our show as well and what was hard is that, you know, we, our show was focused on our on the weekends.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, unfortunately for me, I wish that there was a little bit more balance towards what we do in the week and like, our, you know, our day-to-day life.
Because
obviously the weekends are when you let loose and when you drink too much.
Right, and also, like, sometimes, like, the weekends are because of the week. Like, I'm going to go crazier this weekend because I had a shitty week.
Exactly, or, but no one can see that. Everyone just sees you being a complete, you know, drunk on TV, and then it's like, oh, my gosh.
Totally, totally. But how did your, like, how did your family react to it? Like, especially your mom, I
feel. Oh, my gosh. So my family is super supportive of anything that my sister and I wanted to do.
Wow.
And when amazing. When they saw this, they were like, oh my gosh, you know, not that we were like made for TV, but we have been like, everyone's like, this your guys' family is just so entertaining.
Yeah.
So my parents actually filmed and came out both seasons.
Yes, I did see that. But was she more concerned? Like I guess like, I don't want you getting hate comments, or she's like, it comes with the territory.
My mom is like, I would call her after and she's like, Lauren, you knew this from going in. Like, I told you this, like you got to get prepared for this. And she would just remind me like, just block it out. It's noise. It's total noise.
Yeah.
As hard as that is, but you have to. That's the mindset you have to have.
And I know we're talking about reality TV, but like there's some serious like life lessons happening here.
Yeah, like, I know. And I think like it pertains to like anything, because it doesn't matter if you're on TV or not. Like there's trolls in everyday life, you know?
Yep.
You know, whether you've had friends in your life that have turned into something that like been toxic or, you know, I think that like it happens, especially nowadays in our world with social media, like it happens more and more where people feel just free to run their mouth.
Oh, yeah. People feel like... So people really have balls today, I swear.
Yeah, they really do.
They say whatever the fuck they want.
Like,
yes.
You know, three, like Carl.
Oh, my God. We'll get into that later. But first... So, also, did you feel like you were being, like, typecasted in any way? Or no?
You know, I think that looking back... Yeah, sometimes I'm like, oh my God, I'm like, they wanted me to be like that naive girl that like kept fucking up with a guy, and it's like that's not really how it went down most of the time, like, you know. But I think, you know, at the end of the day, I was a little naive, and so I am still some naive. I always see the best in people sometimes, and like that may be to my fault that like I look at people and I always try to see the good rather than like focus on the bad.
Yeah,
and it does burn me sometimes, especially in relationships.
Well, I wanted to ask your perception of yourself, because from a viewer's perception, I actually thought you kind of like broke a lot of stereotypes. Like you were like, you were like this gorgeous, tall, blonde bombshell. But at the end of the day, you also were like, you spoke your mind on like so many occasions, and like you said what you were feeling, and you like, you didn't shut up, like you said what you were feeling. Yeah. Like, and you weren't afraid to like express how you felt. You know what? Fuck that. I'm gonna say how I feel. Yeah. And that was really awesome.
Oh, thank you. I really think that like that is like one of like, I've always been told to be vocal. And like growing up in a family of six, if you didn't speak up, you didn't get heard.
Right.
So, you know, people think that my sister and I are loud, or like, you know, because there's two of us. And a lot of the times we're on the same page.
Yeah.
So when we're speaking, it can seem like it's intense. But it's not that we're attacking or like wanting to like, you know, bulldoze a conversation. It's just more like, I want to be heard, and so I'm going to speak up.
Yeah.
And, you know.
And also, I feel like as a woman, sometimes you feel like you have to, like, speak even louder just to be heard.
Yeah, agree. Yeah. And so sometimes I think that can be, like, you know, taken the wrong way, which is unfortunate, because I think in our society today, sometimes, too, like, people view that as, like, bitchy rather than, like, you know, strong. Whereas if a man does it, oh, the man is strong.
Yeah.
So, you know, I think I'm very vocal, and I always say what I'm feeling.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I did go through some things that were, you know, hard. To put yourself out on TV is one thing, but to also, like, put your vulnerability out there and, you know, be in a relationship. And my relationship with Carl was very real, and the ups and downs were very real.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, to to have to speak my mind and to like show that I'm strong, but also, you know, you can be weak at times.
Right.
And so that was hard, you know, to get ridiculed for looking like I was weak when it was like, well, you have no idea like how many times I've spoken up and, and been strong, and you just caught the one time that like, yes, I did make a weak decision, and or I look weak at this moment.
Right. And I think people that like know how to cry and can be vulnerable are actually some of the strongest people to me, because it shows that like, yeah, you have that soft side to you as well.
I don't know. If you don't, like, are you like a serial killer?
Exactly. No, for real though. For real though. And I think also one of the other things that like young women looked up to is that like, I think also like body positivity. I think that was a huge like theme in like your character.
I think that is like one of the biggest things that I have really got the most joy out of, is that so many women have come to like my sister and I and just been like, oh my gosh, like you guys are like these tall, bigger girls. We're not stick figures. I have, you know, huge natural breasts.
Yeah. Yeah.
And like, I'm a curvy girl. Like I'm not a small girl. You heard me multiple times. I'm a bigger girl. And so I really like that. Like we have been able to like show girls like, you know, you can still dress cute. And like, it's not that we're like trying to show off our boobs, but we're just actually trying to look cute still. Like, you know, and
was that the inspiration for the blog?
Yeah. We actually started the blog years, like a couple of years before we started filming, but it kind of took a back burner when we were filming. But yeah, we've always sort of been like into fashion and clothes. Mm-hmm. My older sister's a wardrobe stylist. My, you know, my family's always been into fashion. So we love clothing. But yeah, I think like the start of our blog was really about showing how to wear our clothes, because we're twins. We've always sort of had the same style, but been a little different. Mm-hmm. So it started off as like, we wanted to show people how to wear things two different ways. And then it sort of just now transitioned into like, you know, fashion, beauty, and like lifestyle all in one. Yeah. But yeah, I would say like, I think that was one of the biggest like positives, is that like we get comment, you know, people every day like, you know, giving people tips on where to buy their bras that fit large boobs or bathing suits. And like, we just sort of like, we've always been confident and sort of rocked with what the world gave us.
Were you like insecure growing up? You're like, that take time to like develop into, you know
what?
Your confidence?
My mom was like, I really have never really had a time. I've been so fortunate. I think that obviously I had insecurities, but I think overall, like we have always been super confident.
It's amazing that your mom
really,
I
think my mom always really like drilled it into us that like the way we were was perfect. And, you know,
That's so awesome.
There were times when it was like you were uncomfortable. I mean, having huge boobs in like 8th and 9th grade, like it's not normal, but you know, I think we kind of just grew into it, and we've been able to like sort of harness that into like a positive thing.
Do you feel like society, or like even like when you're out, like a, not your boss, but just like a boss in general, like someone treated you differently because of your looks, or no?
I definitely think that like, you get some, you know, when you're a girl, a female, you get like certain, you know, attention. And yes, when you have these, that's why like in the work, I don't even like, I wear like super conservative clothes.
Yeah. Only because it's not that, it's just.
I just don't need to draw attention for the wrong reason.
Right, right. And you want to be recognized for your work ethic, not because.
Yeah, exactly. And I think that like, I do think that like it can, you have to be aware of it. And that's what it is. When girls aren't aware of it, I think is sometimes when like, you're not really aware that like, of course a guy's going to like that if you have your whole cleavage out.
Right.
So.
Totally. What are some of your favorite like labels or brands, by the way? Like for like bras or swimwear?
I will say that's like the craziest question I get all the time. I wear 2 bras.
No.
There's really only 2 brands that I can really wear. I'm a 32G, which is just absurd.
Holy shit.
So I wear, my favorite brand is a French brand called Chantel, and they sell them at like Nordstrom Bloomingdale's. And then I wear Wacol for my favorite strapless, which is amazing. And hard to find a good strapless that actually supports you.
Yeah.
And you can, you know, wear tops that you want to wear because it's rough.
Right.
Swimwear, I love a brand called Monday Swimwear. They have amazing stuff.
Devin, because Devin's similar to you.
Similar. Yeah, amazing. I love their stuff.
You went to Miami Swim Week, right?
I did.
Yes.
Swim Week is one of the best weeks in the year down in Miami. So fun.
Yes. That's amazing.
My older sister actually has a swimwear brand too, which she has one of the most amazing one pieces.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like based on your cup size. Love them. So.
Cute. Very cute. Okay, so I guess, like, let's talk about, like, dating life for a second.
Because we
talked about this a little before we started. We said, like, I think we both agreed, like, Henry Cavill is, like, husband goals.
Like, how do we clone him?
I don't know.
100 people.
I don't know. I like every single one of his pictures. It's really sad.
Mm-hmm. And does he have a girlfriend? Like, I'm delusional to think that, like, there's a chance.
He's actually, you would actually win because he's into blondes more than brunettes.
He is?
Yes. So,
I gotta get my ass over to the UK.
I know. He's so amazing. And his voice is, like, silk when he speaks. It's so good. Okay, so, like, I guess, like, LA versus New York, like, why is dating different?
You know what? I've really, like, I went to college in Northern California. I dated in college, And then I moved to New York pretty much. I haven't really ever dated in Southern California because I went straight from high school to college. And so I never really dated in California. But I will say that, like, I love the New York, like, type of guy that's, like, very career-driven. I'm very type A. So, like, I love a typical, like, finance guy. Like,
yeah.
That's very, like, you know, focused on their career, that loves, you know.
Has their shit together.
Loves to, like, travel and, like, make money to go and enjoy life.
Yeah, but he's also, like, pursuing his, you know, passions and his career.
Exactly. And like, I think a lot of, like, guys in New York, they're similar. They're, like, you know, they have, like, a really good, like, balance of, like, wanting to look good. And they're, like, athletic. And they work out. And, and they like to have a good time. And so, you know, there are a lot of men here. It's just dating here is rough.
It's really rough here.
Yeah. I just feel like that's Peter Pan syndrome, right? Like, in New York City, there's...
That's so funny. I just had this conversation with a friend the other day.
Yeah, exactly. There's just there's no urgency for them to want to settle down, because at the end of the day, they can ride a new ride every single night. Like, it's like Disneyland here.
Yeah.
And so, unfortunately, like, when you live in another, I think, anywhere else in the world, I'm sure that it's similar like this in big cities.
Yeah.
But when you live, you know, there's just... Men want to settle down quicker.
Yeah.
Because here in New York, you can be a 40-year-old bachelor and it's not looked down upon.
No, it's
not.
You know,
it's actually like the normal.
it is the normal. And also, like, older guys, like, they'll wait till they're, like, in their, like, late 30s, possibly early 40s, and they'll try to go for, like, a young 20-year-old.
But they still are getting the 25-year-old. So, like...
Yeah.
Yeah, it's, you know... And I think just nowadays, with the way that I'm not on any dating apps, I actually just joined one, but I've never been on any... And I just, like, now people can just keep swiping until they think they found something, or they can just, like, it's easy for people in New York, I think, men, because they are ultimately the ones sometimes in the control when you're deciding whether or not to be in a relationship.
Right.
They are like, oh, well, there's one thing wrong with her. I'm going to see if I can find someone that doesn't have that. So they're always, it's easier to be like, oh, there's something wrong with her, so I'll just look for someone else.
Yeah.
Instead of being like, well, she has, like, 90% of what I want. Like, maybe this is, like... You know,
yeah,
a pretty good thing to have in front of me.
Yeah, I tried Hinge. I know someone recommended, like, Raya to me, but I'm just like, I don't know. I find it weird. Like, I feel like I'm shopping almost. I'm just like, I'm just like, I don't
and
know.
And I'm just sort of like, can I just meet some? Me too.
Yes.
Like, I really don't want to have to tell my kid that, like, I met on
the
app.
I know.
And I know that there's really, really great success stories from it. I have met everyone that I've ever dated organically, and like, I hope that I continue to do that way. But I guess it's fun to look.
Yeah, I feel like you do have a type though, like, looks wise.
I do. I like tall, dark. And just, like, athletic build.
Yes. Oh, my. We have the same types. We have the same type. That's so funny.
I've never dated a blonde.
Yeah.
I mean, I find some attractive.
But yeah. But, like, not enough to
They have to have, like, something edgy about them where that, like, you know.
Yeah. Totally.
Like, what's the guy's name from Sons of Anarchy? Charlie. He's, like, blonde hair, but he's, like.
I know who you're talking
He's,
about.
Like, caveman type where he's, like, so rugged and sexy that, like, okay, I like that.
Yeah. That's so good. so good. Oh, my God. And I guess like, there's just, like, funny memories you can share about the show before we go on. Like, what is, like, your, like, the most memorable moment?
Oh, my gosh. That's so funny. I was actually just thinking about it today. So, Steven, who is, like, my best friend, he is.
When you dress up as the queen?
Yes. Oh, my gosh. So, we had, Kyle had his birthday, and he had a Boston Tea Party theme birthday. I don't think anyone, you know, of course, there were some dramatic moments with tea in the pool, and that's a whole other fiasco. But Steven decided to dress up as the queen, and I have to say, I never laughed so hard. Just, like, even getting him ready, like, there's so many things that you guys didn't see, but just, like, getting him into his, like, outfit and, like, drawing on his, like, heart lips, and, like, I peed my pants multiple times that day.
I'm not kidding you. That's the one episode I literally, like, laughed out loud. I was, like, peeing my pants.
Yeah, like,
and
to be there in person was just hysterical.
Yeah.
And Steven and I, like, were at the party having a great time, but we ended up, like, going into the front, and someone was at the party with a gold, like, Volvo. Like, I'm not lying. And it was a convertible. We got in the car, and he was in the back. Like, he was, like, I was the chauffeur, and he was the queen. I mean, I died. It was hysterical. It's one of my favorite photos ever of the two of us. I was looking at Shane. It reminded me. But there was, you know, for as much drama as there was, you know, like, any family living under one roof, there were so, I don't, you know, yes, friendships have changed, and, you know, I don't regret one minute of doing it. There was, like, I wish you guys saw more of our fun.
Yeah.
We had, like, when you just spend any weekends with friends, like, you know, out, not in your house. You're in a temporary house, and you're, you know, it's all new and exciting. I think what we had, there were so many good times that you just, you know, you cherish forever.
That's amazing. And, like, you, and I know that maybe you're not as, like, super close as you were to other people, but also, like, I think there's a part of me that feels the real friends really, like, are with you till the end.
Yeah, agree.
Yeah.
And I think for me, like, sometimes it's good to walk away from something, you know, like, all good things. Like, sometimes they have to come to an end. Mm-hmm. And you have to know when to walk away before it becomes something that's way too toxic.
Right, like, you cherish it for what it was.
Yeah, and then I'm like, you know what, it served a purpose, and, you know, I want to, like, you know, trying to take my life into a little bit of a different direction. Yeah. And so when you, you know, when you're in a certain world, you have to sometimes know when to say bye.
And just on a lighter note, what about your one tit crew?
Oh, this is so good. I love that you asked. I should have talked about it earlier. Yes. So it's actually something that started with our mother. So we have, like I said, large natural breasts. Yes. And when we were growing up, we lived on the beach. And we would, you know, spend days at the beach, and we'd get in the car and we'd drive up the coast back to our house. And for silly purposes, my mom would be like, okay, everyone look forward. Everyone pull your one bright boob out and just look forward. And, like, we'd pull up to stoplights. And, like, it was just, like, a silly thing. Like, we would be stone cold, like, straight face looking forward. And, like, you know, people would do, like, triple takes and be like, and then they burst out laughing. And, like, honestly, it's so fun watching other people, like, laugh at something. And, like, to us, like, to be honest, like, our boob is like our forearm. Like, it means nothing to us. Like, it's, like, been a part of us for so long. It's just, like, another part of our body.
Yeah.
So, like, that started. It was called the One Tit Crew. And the One Tit Crew lives on. Like, it was, like, a trick. Like, the whole point of it is to do it nonchalantly. So, like, when people see it on the show, it looks like I'm, like, doing it to, like, garner attention. The whole point is to do it where people don't notice for, like, a long time. So, like, I would walk into, like, a bar and, like, or, like, be at a bar and, like, not, like, outside or somewhere and, like, pull my boob out and just, like, be, like, talking to someone and, like, having a serious conversation. They're looking you in the eyes and all of a sudden they see that your boob's out and they start laughing and you're like, what are you looking at? And, like, you just start laughing. It's, like, the best. I mean, who doesn't love a good party trick? And, like, you don't need anything for it. It's on your body. So the One Tit Crew is on, and honestly, all of my girlfriends do it now. Like, you know, we have, like, group, like, girlfriends, like, they'll go to, like, Europe and someone will be driving in France and, like, doing the One Tit Crew. Like, it's, like, it's fun.
That's amazing.
And it's not because I want you to, like, check out my boob. It's because it's honestly, like, the best, like, just love to get people tickled.
That's hysterical. That's so funny. Was there ever a time where a guy you did it to somebody and, like, he wanted to, like, he didn't say anything?
Oh my God. There's been times where I'm like, I've been in a conversation with people for, like, so long where, like, my hair was kind of covering my boob and, like, no one would notice. And then, like, 10 minutes later, I mean, it's the best. And it's, like, laugh out loud because people just aren't expecting it.
Yeah.
It's so fun. It's the best trick.
Oh my God. Speaking of hair, by the way, number one, you got a haircut.
I chopped my entire head of hair off.
Yes.
So I got extensions.
Looks really good, by the way.
Thank you. I'm still not used to it.
Where do you go?
So I go to a salon in New York City called Olivia Christensen Salon.
Okay. They're okay. Awesome.
So I had a hair extension, not season one, but season two I had. I decided, like, oh my gosh, hair is, like, my thing. I love it.
Yeah.
But it was becoming to the point where it was, like, it's so much work. So mm-hmm. I actually got extensions because it makes styling your hair easier because it holds a curl like no other.
Yeah.
So, like, I could do my hair on a Friday and just, like, restyle it through the weekend without having to, like, fully wash and blow dry my hair. Whereas when your natural hair with the oils and everything, it's so much harder. So I got extensions right before season two, and it was great for filming just because it was so much easier to style.
Yeah.
And I kept them in for a little while. And then, you know, this fall, I was like, I need a change. And so I took them out, and my hair was still super long, and I could have left it. But I was like, you know, I just want to go for a real change. I've never, because of filming, you weren't allowed to really change your hair or your look.
Oh,
so,
really? Okay.
Because you film interviews and such.
True.
So I was like, I have to chop and just do something totally different. So I chopped it. I'm not used to it yet.
I really like it.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I'm not used to it.
It looks very, well, it always looked healthy. You have very healthy hair.
Yeah,
in
no,
general,
it's,
but
it looks rather thick now because I chopped so much off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What are some of, like, your favorite products to, like, keep it?
I am a big fan of Pureology. Mm-hmm. And then I use Kerastase. I love, like, they have a blow dry cream that's amazing.
Amazing.
I use that. And then I use Orbea Wave Spray.
Okay.
Which is, like, one of my favorite. And they have a great dry texture.
You naturally have straight hair?
Yeah.
You do.
I just blew this out today.
Amazing. Oh my God. And I just, like, wrapping up about, like, Montauk. Like,
yeah.
We'll talk about, like, what are some of your favorite places in Montauk and then some of your favorite places in the city to party.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
A little bit of both.
Favorite places to party in Montauk. This is, like, a question that I get all the time. I should just, like, copy and paste it.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, number one, I love Surf Lodge. It's just, like, there's nothing like it in the world. Like, you're on, like, the water, there's sand, and then there's, you know, a stage and music and love Surf Lodge.
Amazing.
Also love Rush Myers in Montauk, which mm-hmm. is a super fun place. And then there's a place called Grey Lady, which is also a fun late night dance party.
Yeah.
But also kind of, like, started to, like, go to local places.
Yeah.
We love Shagwong and right in town in Montauk. Mm-hmm. Super fun, like, dive bar.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's great restaurants.
Yeah.
Crow's Nest is one of my favorites.
Yep.
Salt Box. I love Joni's. I mean, mm-hmm. Montauk has become, like, you know, this
Dorea's cool lobster deck.
Dorea's amazing.
Amazing.
They have the best sunsets there.
They do.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I just think that, like, Montauk has become this, like, super cool, like, town that, like, you can, if you want to be healthy for the weekend and, like, go out and, like, mm-hmm. go to, like, workouts and, like, do that, you can do that. Or if you want to go, like, balls to the walls and, like, go nuts, you can do that too.
Yeah.
So love that. And it's just a good, just a great vibe.
You're already making me miss summer.
I know. We have a lot farther to go.
I know.
In the city. I go out sort of all over. I mainly mm-hmm. stay downtown.
Yeah.
I would say some of my favorite places.
The best partying is downtown.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would say some of my favorite places are, I love Rose Bar.
Mm-hmm.
Just like loungy, like it's been my favorite for years.
Mm-hmm.
Recently I've been kind of like hanging out at, I go to Acme, the Blonde.
Yep.
The Blonde. And then I
just was there.
Casablanca is fun.
Yep.
And then, you know, if I'm looking to get rowdy and watch football on the weekends,
yeah.
I go to Bounce.
Yeah. 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 100%. No, you named like some of the best places for sure.
So, you know, it's fun. New York, there's always somewhere to go in New York, but
yeah, that's amazing. And I love that, like, you're just like, I feel like you're like the same chick that you were when you were like 21 years old.
I am.
Yeah.
It's so funny. Like, everyone's like, you know, when you live in New York, you like should, like at 30, you should be like doing, I'm like, you don't really have to be. You can still have fun. But at some point, I want to slow down a little bit.
Yeah. So, like, speaking of that, like, now we're going to go into future plans. Yeah. Like, what do you want to do? Like, what's, like, the plan?
So, right now, my plan is to possibly go back to California in the near future.
Oh, my God.
My twin sister opened up, like I said, a franchise business. She mm-hmm. owns a resale clothing boutique. And I'm actually going to start helping her doing the online version of her store.
Yeah.
So we're working on that right now, which is super exciting. And I think ultimately, like,
that the Uptown Cheapskate?
Yeah, Uptown Cheapskate. So, so it's basically a store where you can bring, you know, your old clothes in, or clothes that, like, you know, gently used clothes, mm-hmm. but they're, like, trendy. And, you know, because nowadays, a lot of girls, like, I wear clothes one time and then I hate to say this, but I don't want to wear it again.
I know.
So I'm a big recycler.
Yeah.
So I love her store for that. Like, I actually, if you look over in that, that's like going to her this week.
Yes.
I cleaned out my closet and I'm like sending it to her. Ooh. So I'm going to start helping her. She also sells 30% new. So I'm going to help her sort of, because right now she only has a brick and mortar store where we live. I'm going to, I'm helping her start to do the back end and start to make basically like an online store.
No,
so that
really
when
good.
Pieces come in that are super cool and she posts them on her social media, we could actually like sell them without having the person actually physically come into the store.
So it could be like all over the US. Yeah, you don't have to be in California.
And then still focusing on our blog. So right now we blog, but it's a little bit harder to do. So what we have to do is we actually like meet up a couple times during the year
mm-hmm.
and we shoot a bunch of content and then we sort of have to like, you know, place it out over the year. What sucks is that it's not, you know, in real time. And like, sometimes it's hard. Like the last time we shot was in the summer. So right now, like I haven't shot a bunch of fall looks.
Yeah.
So she's coming in December and we're doing that, but we're like behind. So I know eventually, like if I want to focus more on that, I need to be on the West Coast.
Yeah. But you guys have been traveling a lot though.
We do. And we travel a lot. And that's like one of the best, like that's so much fun to share with people.
Yeah.
My sister was just in Europe. I was in Europe. I go to Europe as much as I can. Living on the East Coast, it's so much easier to get there.
It is.
So, and I have a best friend that lives in London, and so
what are some, like, your favorite places to travel?
Oh, my gosh. I would say I love south of France.
Okay.
Some of my favorite places.
Like Saint-Tropez?
Saint-Tropez,
yeah.
Nice. Love it. I love Italy.
Yeah.
Positano, Capri, like Florence.
Yeah.
And then I also just, you know, I really love going to, like, London. I mm-hmm. love it so much.
Yeah.
And Paris, you take the train, it's 2 hours.
Mm-hmm.
I went to Ibiza for the first time in May, which was a blast.
Yeah.
It's like Montauk on steroids.
That's amazing.
It was wild.
Yeah. I'm planning a trip to Israel soon. Oh,
have never been there, but I'm dying to go.
Yes. Yeah.
My best friend is half Israeli and she goes all the time and I'm like,
I'm half Israeli, so I have to go.
Amazing.
Yeah.
You have to go. You've never been?
No, and I've never been.
You didn't go on Birthright? So I was gonna go.
That's a whole
my mom
story.
Is Jewish.
Yes. And your mom's Jewish?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Jewish by through blood.
That's
mom.
So funny.
So I was gonna go on Birthright and then it just didn't work out with timing and stuff.
Yeah.
No, but I have to make a trip there.
No, my mother's from Haifa, so like she's like, you gotta go, and I have like family there, so
you
like,
have to go. You have every excuse.
I know. Are you planning any vacations like soon?
Yeah, so I'm actually going to Mexico City and Tulum for Christmas and New Year's.
Yeah,
we're going to Mexico City and we're going to this other place called San Miguel, which is like looks beautiful. That's where I'm going for New Year's, and then in the spring I'm probably gonna go to London and do some trip, maybe to Portugal or something. I haven't figured that out yet, but.
Amazing.
All the trips. That's what life is, you know, worth
just
working for.
Traveling and like living. Yeah, totally. And then I guess like what's like your advice for people that are like navigating their careers and like I guess like who feel like they're I should have my shit figured out by now.
I still feel don't feel like I have my I think the best advice is that and I have to tell myself this all the time because mm-hmm. I had a little mini like meltdown turning like, you know, another birthday, and like
your birthday just passed.
Yeah, so we just turned 31.
16.
Yeah, look at you. Good.
Yeah,
for you.
Yeah,
good.
Yeah.
So just had the birthday, and
you're 31.
31, and I'm single, and I'm like, you know, I put so much pressure on myself to be like, oh my gosh, I should be in the same position as my sister.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I just have to remind yourself, like, everyone's timeline is different,
100%.
And like everything that like you think is like a roadblock is actually like gonna get you to the best place ever. And mm-hmm. so like I just like realized that like, as much as like I could like be upset with my situation, it's better to just let that go and just like be, you know, grateful for what you have in front of you and like be present. And I think all of the way that it's supposed to be will line up. And I think that I always have to tell myself that, because I always am like, I was going to be 27, like married, babies, like I'm 31 and like living in New York City still.
Right.
Like having such an amazing time, but it's not what I thought my life was going to be.
But you know what though? I praise you for not settling, and I praise you for knowing what you want, because I think I tell people all the time, like, life changes like that. I mean, like, by this time next year, your life can be completely different.
100%. In 3 months, your life can be completely
yeah,
different.
Yeah, it's insane. So don't settle. Like, know what you want. And I feel like people like that, you'll get what you want eventually.
I feel the same way. I'm like, you know,
yeah.
You could decide, like, oh, I'm just going to go, like, date this person just to be in a relationship or, like,
yeah.
to be. And I'm like, you know what? I'd rather be alone and be happy
yeah.
than be, like, forcing myself to be in a relationship or just doing what I think you should be doing at this
yeah,
age.
That I think that's more miserable than dating someone when you feel more alone than ever, when you have a partner
exactly.
next to you. Yeah.
So true.
Yeah.
I just think that like, I think that best advice is just to like recognize that like everyone's path is different, and
yeah.
that you can't compare yourself to others, even though that's like all we do all day long, right? Is compare ourselves to others.
Yeah.
I think you'd have to recognize like that in your own time and in your own way, you're going to get to where you're supposed to be.
100%. You said it amazing. This was so good.
Thanks for chatting with me.
And thank you for coming on. This was so good. I had such a pleasure, and I need to like chug the rest of this.
I know, right?
So, yeah.
Cheers.
Yeah, cheers. Bye, babe.